in a world dominated by fear and mass manipulation of the media, who can you trust? Just when you think there is no hope alive, you find out that there is an alternative news source to turn to. Revere Radio Network, keeping the dream of sovereignty and freedom alive for all. Revere Radio Network.
The views and opinions expressed in the following broadcast do not necessarily reflect the views of Revere Radio Network, Rob Revere, or any other host on the network. They are the personal thoughts and feelings of the host given the presentation. We support total free speech here at Revere Radio Network, even when it's ugly. Enjoy.
Hey, you're listening to Revere Radio Network. Stay tuned.
It has been the one song of those who thirst after absolute power that the interest of the state requires that its affairs should be conducted in secret. But the more such arguments disguise themselves under the mask of public welfare, the more oppressive is the slavery to which they will lead. Better that right counsels be known to enemies than that the evil secrets of tyrants should be concealed from the citizens. They who can treat secretly of the affairs of a nation have it absolutely under their authority, and as they plot against the enemy in time of war, so do they against the citizens in time of peace.
One, two.
Hello, fellow true seekers. Welcome to The Bunker here on ReveerRadio.net. I'm your host, Dire Wolf. It's January 27th, 2007. And tonight, well, I'm going to have a really interesting interview again with Freeman from The Freeman Perspective, or FreemanTV.com, if you want to check his stuff out. Had a great interview and a great talk with him this last Monday, so it was pre-recorded. I'll bring that to you here shortly and take a little break, let you get your heads together and all that fun stuff, play you a couple tracks. This first track's going to go out to a very dear friend of mine in South Korea. She's stuck there till I think October. So, Nini, this track's for you, sweetie, and catch everybody on the flip side of this.
What a drag it is, the shape I'm in. Well, I go out somewhere, then I come home again. A lot of cigarette, cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. All my life, watching America. All my life, panic in America. Oh, 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 oh. Trouble in America. Oh, 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 oh. Yesterday was easy, happiness came and went. I got the movie script, but I don't know what it meant. A lot of cigarette, cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that I can believe in. All my life, been watching America. All my life, there's panic in America. Oh, 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 there's trouble in America. Oh, 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 there's panic in America. Yesterday was easy as I got the news. When you get it straight, you stand up, you just can't lose. Give you my confidence, all my faith in life. Don't stand me up, don't let me down, no. I need you tonight to hold me. Say you'll be here.
Welcome back to The Bunker here on ReviewRadio.net, and with us now we have Freeman from Freeman Perspective or FreemanTV.com. So what new information do you have for us, Freeman?
Well, you know, this question of the end times and the return of Christ is one that is just a constant theme in my life. It's very intriguing to me how certain all these people are and how easily they're going to be deceived. And how rarely they investigate the very things that they assume they know. They don't even realize that what they're looking at are assumptions, or that their assumptions just might not be true. And it's amazing to me how much the programming steps in when I get these letters from Christians that are curious why I don't profess the name of Christ when I know so much about the evil overlord.
Well, it's like, well, I think we both look at them with the same eye, too, and it's like, how can you profess your religion when we know about the evil overlords and the ones who've written your books?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I once took a course in college. It was 2.5 years long, and it was called Interdisciplinary Studies, and we studied the thoughts of man from cavemen up to quantum physics, and the Christians in my class refused to study anything that was outside of their religion. So if we got to anything in the Hindu pantheon or anything that went to China or anything, they would refuse to learn. And they were, it was
performing miracles. Yeah.
It's just endless. I mean, if anybody just looked into it, they would realize that they were at least worshiping Krishna, if not Mithra or Osiris or Tammuz.
Quasicodal.
Yes, Quasicodal as well. Certainly he was a main player in... And the idea of Quetzalcoatl is very interesting because, you know, the Incans were also waiting on a savior. And, of course, their savior was a white man with beard, bearded, which was interesting because the Incans themselves didn't grow beards. So you got to wonder where they got the idea of bearded people. And then, you know, they thought that Cortez was this very savior they had been waiting for. And, of course, it was a little too late when they realized that it wasn't true. And so I fear for the Christians in this manner as well, because if you are waiting for the Savior, well, then we're just sitting back and allowing the evil to run and waiting for, you know, as Tazarian puts it, Flash Gordon to come down and rescue us. I think this is a very dangerous way to save the world.
No, I agree completely. You know, it's like I have Christians come on my Skype cast quite often, which is fine. We try not to beat religion up at all. We try not to bring it up, actually, but it has to be brought up for control factors. I have one Muslim friend that joins my cast all the time, which is really nice to have his views on things and, you know, what the Quran has to say about all of this, because you do need to look into the religions for some answers, especially when it comes to control factors. And it definitely
hasn't existed for millennia for no reason.
Yeah,
you can't just write it out of hand, you know, and just toss it aside. And certainly, it has existed for so long with a purpose. And people that want to just simply state that it's all poppycock and needs to be just tossed aside are deluded as well. Certainly, it wouldn't have existed all this time if there wasn't something to it.
Well, there's a great control factor with all of them, but, you know, it's like, isn't it like every 100 years we go through this end times thing, though?
It seems that way. It seems that way.
This one just seems to be a little more intense than the others as far as written history goes?
Yes, yes. And one of the most interesting things about being in the 21st century and being at the end times, again, is that we do now have the ability to generate this very concept that's being programmed of revelations in the end times.
Yeah, we have Israel, we have nuclear weapons, biological weapons, chemical weapons, enough to raise all kinds of havoc.
Well, not to mention things like HAARP, which has the ability to generate earthquakes and floods, which people would not, you know, most people don't know about HAARP, so when these earthquake floods, or say Katrina, hit the nation or hit anywhere, then of course they're blaming God for these things. And so then the people over in the Middle East can go, yeah, look at the Babylonian Americans, they're being hit by God and they deserve it. And you know, of course this is all just propaganda, and nobody is the wiser because no one believes that the military, or you know, the military industrial complex has the ability to generate these types of storms, earthquakes, floods. And then if you wonder why we've never ended up having holographic advertising, you know, holograms were expected to be advertising back in the 70s. I mean, we've had
I remember that, yeah. And they were. But, you know, of course they got to save that for a special occasion.
Exactly. So you tie together HAARP with holograms, and you could easily have God come out of the sky and cast a tornado or a hurricane in your direction.
Or talk to you.
And there's no one to blame.
Well, now they can talk to you in your head.
And there is that as well, the neurophone. I mean, what an amazing device that is. And that one was written off. Do you know that was created by a 14-year-old boy?
Wow. No, I didn't.
The neurophone. It was Patrick Flanagan. And he showed up at the patent office with his idea of the neurophone. And this was a device that could send radio frequency or telecommunications into your body
Yeah, it was kind of like that gentleman that made the vehicle that ran on 24 gallons of water from L.A. to New York. I can't think of his name right offhand, but of course he died after they were celebrating. He was going to sell his invention, become an instant billionaire, and he saluted with his friends and family with a glass of wine, took one drink, and dropped over dead at 28 years old. He was poisoned. So
this was recent.
Yeah, this was real recent. This was just last year. I'm sorry, I can't remember the guy's name right offhand. We've talked about him the last few nights as well. The only evidence of his vehicle now is on like Google Video, where he described it and showed it, but he didn't get into detail, which if he would have released it on the net, well, we'd be in a different world today.
I definitely have one news article on the water engine, and that also had to do with Brown's gas, and that was pretty intriguing, this gas that has the ability to remain cool, like you could hold the flame. It's a gas like for flame for torches, and bring it up to your skin and it won't burn you.
Wow.
You put it up to any metal or stone and it'll cut right through it. And it works on a molecular structure. It's really an interesting thing, this Brown's gas.
You'll have to look into that. I haven't even heard of that one yet. So.
Yeah, I'll bounce you over the video.
Yeah, that sounds real interesting. Definitely.
But so now we're at this point where the players are being set and everybody is puffing up their feathers, and we see that the Christians are certain that it's the end times, and the Christian patriots, or even just the patriots, are puffing up their feathers knowing that it's time to save America. And, you know, these very concepts of the Christ and America are completely misunderstood by most people, and certainly we only have clues for the discerning investigator. Nobody really knows what this all means. There, no one on our level, you know. But I'm concerned. I'm concerned by this because of their absolute surety that this is the end of the world. And I mean, to the point where, well, this was a News of the Weird article, but it is pretty amazing that just showing a sign of how this works and how the propaganda is really working, like those books Left Behind, which I believe have now become video games and movies.
Yeah. It's like, it's how many books? 7 or 8 books?
Yeah.
There is a video game, but apparently, for what they said, it's like nonviolent because the people that die go automatically to heaven or something like that. It's like, oh, wow. I saw a video clip of the game itself, and there was guns and military stuff in it, but I saw people like disappear in it, you know, they would just become this bright light and disappear.
Really? Well, that was the thing. This lady that was driving down the road, there was a pickup truck in front of her that was filled with blow-up sex dolls. I guess they were maybe going to a bachelor party or something. And, she saw these bodies rising up out of the back of the pickup truck because they got loose, and she thought it was the rapture, and so leapt out of her moving vehicle and died. And this is the type of brainwashing going on, and, you know, wholehearted belief into this structure.
Well, yeah, and it would kill someone. I could see that happening easily. I mean, if they had this holographic image of God or Muhammad, and then, of course, the voice, like you said, you know, it gets to not only send the storms your way, but can also talk into your head. I could see that causing many a strokes, many a people to lose it immediately. Wow, what a mess.
What a mess. And then, of course, you know, the plague and the other people that are dying off, other than the ones giving us free energy, are all the microbiologists. And,
well, they've been dropping like flies the last 5 years.
Yes. And nothing's going to spread fear more than a plague. And once again, you know, there's no detectable source. There's no probable cause for people to lay on.
Well, you sent me the links on, didn't you, on the birds, all the birds that were dying off? It was like 2,500 in Idaho, the ducks, but it was all over the world. It was just, and it happened like in a 3-day period.
Yeah, it was interesting too, because my computer fried on that very same evening, and I of course was thinking EM weaponry, but to have only 60 birds die here in Austin didn't seem like a major event.
It was 2,500 ducks in Idaho, and none of the other birds were hit. But it's like someone was telling me as well, it's like the Tamiflu, when they ingest it or what have you, I believe it stays in their urine, but it will go back into the system, into the ecological system, and the birds are picking it up. So they're actually, it'll create a new strain of bird flu. I was reading something about that.
Years ago, thousands of birds dropped dead over Kansas City. And I found this very interesting. And back then, we were still just learning about chemtrails and the effects. And no one really knew what had occurred. But thousands of birds dropped dead. I wish I remembered the date. But this was years ago. Around 2003 or so. And thousands of birds dropped dead over Kansas City in the park. And the news showed all the people wandering around in these dead birds, although they didn't show the dead birds, which I thought was very interesting. They just showed the people. And the people were going, oh, gross. Yeah, this is really gross. And then they brought on their specialist, and he says, well, I don't know. It could be poison. And that was the end of the story. It lasted about 2 minutes. And then they went into a nice, almost 10-minute long discussion on the dangers of the common squirrel. And, oh, I wish I had recorded that one. But, you know, yes, with the birds falling out of the sky and all the other symptoms that we're seeing that are definitely getting people to puff up and believe it's the end of the world, it's a very dangerous time we're in if people aren't looking into the technologies that are capable of generating these very things. And then the whole Christ mythos being just a retelling of all these other same ancient died for your sin saviors. I mean, Krishna died for your sins, and Tammuz died for your sins, and they're not willing to even look at these things to question. And if you're not questioning at this moment, we're in a very dangerous place.
Well, we were in a 9/11 discussion the other night on a Skype cast that was real interesting as well. And I had some Europeans arguing the point that the technology does not exist to remote control planes into buildings. And I guess they were just thinking of a guy down there with like a little Tyco remote control unit remoting these planes. It's like, I found that quite funny. Being John Kennedy, one of his older brothers died in World War II, remote controlling bombers. So B-32 bombers to be precise. And so it's an old technology. It's been around for a long time. I would hope they would have improved on it since World War II.
You would think.
Yeah.
And there has been some very intriguing plane crashes. Certainly right after, I was following the Homeland Security Act that was coming up during Bill Clinton's era, which eventually led to 9/11 and my prediction of 9/11. No one would vote for this Homeland Security Act. You know, they're like, oh my God, you're crazy. And then finally 9/11 occurred, and everybody voted for it and acted as if this bill hadn't been coming up every October for the past 4 years. I mean, this was nothing new. It just and then all of a sudden everybody voted for it except for this one man whose name always slips my mind, and his plane crashed into a mountain.
Oh, Paul Wellstone.
Yes.
Yeah, him and his whole family got taken out.
Really?
Yeah, they took out his whole family.
One of my favorites as the plane being taken over was Egyptian Flight 990. Do you know of that one?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually, yeah.
And 33 Egyptian military and a lead scientist of JPL heading off to the Giza Plateau prior to the capping of the Great Pyramid with gold, and all of a sudden their plane takes a nosedive. And then he gets control of it again, which is kind of interesting in light of the plane that didn't seem to make it to Building 7. This guy gets control of the plane back in 99, and then it takes
That's absolutely insane.
What were these 33 Egyptian military, and of course the places that they picked these people up at Wright-Patterson or Patrick Air Force, and losing my marbles today. But they stopped at two military bases, which had never had public airliners land on them ever before, nor ever after. And they picked up these men and then headed back out to the Giza Plateau. And I'm certain all the people on the plane were very curious as to why they weren't going straight to Egypt. And, well, you know, so there are larger things going on. And one of the most intriguing parts of this whole story is that it all goes to outer space. Once you start digging into the stories of these ancients, you find that it all correlates to outer space and Sirius and Orion in particular.
Yeah, the Dog Star is well represented in corporate America, so...
Big time. And any occultist will tell you that the High Temple is on Sirius, and that the sun behind the sun is Sirius. And the meaning of the pentagram in Freemasonry is Sirius. And when we start getting to ideas of Osiris, and we find that Orion is, of course, missing his head, and legs and cut up into pieces, and then we start to understand where the Osiris myth might be leading. And if you're willing to take Earth's history off of planet Earth and go into these astrological or astronomical connections, then we start to see why Egypt's history runs backwards, starting with a high civilization and declining from there. Why they had all high mathematics and astrology and astronomy and all these high arts and then declined from there.
Do you think it was taken out like what?
You can only say that it is a transplant colony. The only question is from where?
Yeah, do you think it was taken out by the great deluge, as Tessarian talks about, with Atlantis and what have you, as far as these societies?
It appears that's the case. My personal running hypothesis is that Atlantis was Mars, and I have a lot of evidence towards that, one especially being that Aries and Mars are the same god, so therefore Aryan means Martian.
Yeah, and I've always had a sneaky suspicion of that, as well as the Caucasian, the true Aryan being Martian as well. I think we talked about that or touched on that for a moment on another interview, but it's definitely a curiosity on that one. Oh yeah, it's when we were talking about Amanita muscaria.
but
I definitely have a sneaky suspicion on that one myself. And you also sent me a link, and Tessarian sent me a link on the human DNA or the alien DNA they have found in humans, and this is also along with reptile DNA, which they found what, 10 years or so ago, the X-type or whatever it's called, or R-type DNA.
Right.
And I believe it's in like the cord of your brain cord, your brain stem is where that's found.
Yes, and the embryo goes through a reptilian and an amphibian state. So we have both reptilian and amphibian genes in our bodies.
And someone brought up something last night, which I haven't looked into quite a bit, but they said we have more in common with the dolphin than we do primate.
I would have to agree with that, because one of the most notable differences between man and monkey is the fact that we have webbed fingers and can swim. And certainly monkeys won't go anywhere near the water. Humans being amphibian is more... truthful than to think that we're monkeys, or, you know, a cross between monkeys and amphibians. Yeah. I'm not sure about that. But
well, I always love how given one of two choices to believe in. Either you believe in evolution, we came from apes, or you believe in creationism. And there's really no gray area in it that you can... I mean, we obviously do, but when I get into these discussions on casts, it's... it's a whole different thing. It's either you believe in this or you believe in that. I mean, I've been called an atheist I don't know how many times, and a liberal, and an anti-Semite, and they can think of all the names, and all I'm doing is thinking for myself, or attempting to. And trying to make sense of what I'm being told and what I feel. Because what I'm being told, I don't feel is right. And the more I look into it, I still don't have any answers, really, on who the hell we are or what our true purpose is. When it comes to that, I do look at Tessarian's work very seriously, because it makes more sense than anyone else's work or any other stories that I've heard. And I will refer to them all as stories, because that's what they are. They're theory and they're stories. They're not... I have nothing to base facts on with them, but when I listen to Tessarian's work, the facts hit a little bit better with his stories, let's put it that way, and what we're experiencing.
I'm curious that this new term that has come about, intelligent design, when I heard George Bush stating that for the first time, I was floored, because that's, of course, the title of Ryle's book. And the newspaper made it sound as if intelligent design meant that it was created by God, but who W really is.
Yeah, why don't you explain to people who Ryle is? A lot of people probably don't know.
Ryle was a man named Claude Virilion, and he was a race car journalist in France, and he got a psychic message to go to a particular spot, and when he went out there, he was met by a flying saucer. And the symbol on this flying saucer had the Star of David interwoven with the swastika, which is very reminiscent of the television series V. And so this being came out of the flying saucer, claimed to be Yahweh, and made Raya, or Claude, the ambassador of our extraterrestrial gods, known as the Elohim. So then Ra'el, now, Ra means Lord in Egypt, and El means Lord in Hebrew. And if you add Isis to that, then you get Israel. We end up, and that's where they're building the embassy to the Elohim, is in Israel.
And this is the group, the Raelians, correct?
The Raelians, yes. Yeah. And so...
I love your video
Raelians
on that, by the way.
Invited before Congress to discuss cloning humans, because they were the only ones known to actually have the cloning technology with their company CloneAid. They were the only public cloning company out there at the time. And so Ra'el stood before Congress and he told them straight out that the Elohim had created mankind through genetic manipulation. And thank God science won't be stopped, because this is going to happen whether you like it or not.
Well, did you find out the FDA here like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, they approved cloned meat? I didn't even know there was such thing.
Yeah. This is a scary, interesting place we're at. I don't understand what people think they're getting out of this. I guess it's all in the scarcity propaganda. But cloning has never been a good idea. You know, the potato famine is a crime. Classic example of where cloning can go wrong is you need genetic diversity. You can't have this. And of course, the future of food shows how Monsanto will allow their crops to germinate in other people's crops and then claim patent rights. So as soon as, you know, you used to not be able to patent a food or anything naturally created. And so now with this new genetic manipulation, you can patent life. And what happens if you start to pick up on these genes and they can claim you as their property? It's a very scary place to be.
Yeah, they were talking, some Asian country was talking about patenting DNA.
Right.
Individual DNA.
Right.
And that in itself is kind of spooky. Someone brought up something real interesting as well last night on when we were talking about... you know, genetically modifying our foods, etc., playing with Mother Nature like they're doing. And that is the new tactic they'll be using in a few years on, don't worry about taking your vaccine because you're, you know, go eat a banana or a pear. Your vaccine is in there already. So, you know, it's one of those things. And I see that happening in the soon future. I don't see that being too far away, which, you know, it made me think about it for a moment. I already knew, or I was aware, I should say, of them talking about that, but for some reason it skipped my mind and was reminded on that point last night. And yeah, another thing to put back in the storage shelf to worry about. So we got so many fun things planned for us. I mean, it's definitely a lot of, you know, I look at what's going on and, you know, like we've been talking about all the technologies that they have that they're using on us. The religion base, which is so thick and so well-grained throughout the world. I mean, you got, you know, what, four major religions basically controlling the world. I don't see, you know, maybe, okay, Taoism and Buddhism in a little way are, you know, less violent than the others. Doesn't mean they haven't got violent with them, or violence has not been put upon them for their belief systems and how they're still allowed. It kind of makes you wonder. But I always was curious about that. But I met a Dark Lama, and it was like, wow, I didn't even know they existed.
Right.
Extremely dark, and it was like, my, I thought Buddhists were all about peace and love. No, they're not. So, well, at least not some of their leaders, anyway. And,
I was asked once, well, where will you get morality without the Bible? And this was a very, very curious question to me, because this person was completely serious. They did not understand how humans could have morality without a Bible. Now, I was raised without a religion at all, so I'm kind of a control group. My family had no religion. My father, of course, was worshipful master in the but he didn't bring about any of this. Actually, he was pretty uninvolved in my life. And my mother was raised by witches. My grandparents were renowned witches in Europe that were killed off by Hitler. But she didn't have a religion either and was frightened of this witchcraft, so she didn't practice any type of rituals or anything. And, you know, I've grown up with some very almost to a fault, my morality and my honesty, and never once did I ever need a Bible to let me know what was right and wrong. It was inherent within myself. So I don't understand this, and I feel that I am an example of a good human that didn't require a Bible to be moral.
I don't think any of us require, I mean, it's called a gut feeling. When you do something bad, you get a bad feeling in your gut, or when you're about to do something bad, I should say.
And the question is, how do we know such a thing? And that really was my answer to God. When somebody asked me to describe God, I say, well, once when I was a child, I shot a bird, and I felt horrible about it. And, you know, that
that is, you know, and I believe we all are God to a point. Everything is, because it's all connected, and we're all, I mean, even though we've been genetically manipulated, as far as I believe, does not still make us beings that we are.
No, and it's obvious that these leaders that are these ritual occultists don't have that ability, and many are stating this, that these beings, and we're looking at more of the reptilian line, don't have this ability, and they need to usurp our ability, and so then they have to force us to do their bidding of evil, and that's why it all must be done of our own free will and accord. And I really believe that this is the reason behind the Hollywood, which of course is the Celtic magic wand in the land of Californication, that we must at first agree to the nefarious acts. And so if they can propose them to us in a movie, which it has been shown that the brain cannot discern between reality and movies, then our very agreeance by watching the movie allows them to go ahead and enact that in the real world. I'm finding this really to be the truth of the matter. They must usurp our free will. If we look at so many connections of how often the movies tell us what's going to occur before it occurs, it really must be questioned.
No, definitely. And movies do tell you what's going to happen beforehand. So, in a lot of ways. And that's quite spooky when you look at it that way as well. It's you know, just another fear factor, I guess. But
on one level, it's a fear factor, but on another level, it's a spiritual war.
Yeah. Well, that's been going on for, well, eons, as far as I'm concerned, controlling us.
But the magicians never had the power they do today. You know, Hollywood was a big step in the magician's direction.
Oh, on the television itself. I mean, what a great programming tool. It's a, that's one I just don't go for. I remember when I threw mine away, I had withdrawals from it.
Oh, I bet.
And it was an amazing experience. It was like, my God. And I still see television. It's like, I watched television last night when I went to the bar, and I was absolutely disgusted because it was football. And of course, people were so emotional about it. And it's like, it's fixed. It's rigged. Anything worth this kind of money is rigged. You think they pay these guys millions upon millions of dollars to not have a rigged game? Of course it is. There's too much money involved for it not to be. And of course it was a big upset last night, so which I just, of course, giggled about again, because how can you be upset over a rigged game, something they've already known the outcome for?
The amount of money put into those football games, and I did have actually watch the whole Bears and Saints thing myself. I was over at a friend's house, and I just love to watch the commercials. It's amazing what effort is put into this.
Well, that was the other thing. You know, everybody's going to sit there in 2 weeks or whenever the Super Bowl is. I think it's 2 weeks from now. And what they look forward to the most is the new commercials. And I was talking to people about that last night, and that just totally amazed me, you know, because here they're all emotional about this game, but yet it comes to the big game, and all they want to know is, you know, the Super Bowl commercials, you know, because they're so funny. And it's like, okay, it's, you know, more programming for you, I guess, but I don't really know how funny they are.
One of the most curious commercials that I've seen these days is for Hall's cough drops, and I find it very frightening. Because what it shows is a person with a cough, and they're sitting there coughing in, say, a sushi restaurant, and all of a sudden, as this guy is coughing, all of the other patrons start to reach for weapons, and they're going to kill the cougher until some great savior comes down and hands them a Halls. I'm very concerned about this because of the programming of killing the cougher and the fear that it's going to generate, because already on the city buses, you'll see these signs saying, cover your mouth if you
see that happening as well. Look at Asia. I mean, they've been having to do that for years now with their different bird flu epidemics, etc. I didn't realize this, but apparently there's a, it's kind of like the Santa Ana winds, but it takes place in Korea, and it's from the Gobi Desert, and it goes in, and it lasts for like 6-7 weeks, but apparently the air is toxic when these winds are going on, and you have to wear a mask, otherwise you will get lung disease and all kinds of other nasty ailments from breathing the air.
Very interesting, because in the Gobi Desert there are signs of a nuclear war where the sand had been turned to glass.
Yeah, and I've heard about that as well. Yeah, there's evidence throughout the world as far as that goes of a nuclear holocaust at one time. But, you know, of course, that's just... that couldn't have happened because baby Jesus created the world in 7 days, and that was 6,000 years ago, so that was silly to even think that, so...
Something to it, you know. He is simply just another sun king, and all of the attributes to him can be attributed to the sun.
Well, it's with all these messiahs.
Yes, the solar kings.
It's all sun worship. I mean, look at the Vatican. I mean, they're all about it.
We can't feel that it's such a simple answer as that they were agricultural people that were concerned about their crops. This just doesn't fit all the evidence, being that there was such a high state of technological advancement in the past.
Yeah. Well, there was a ton of it as far as that goes. I mean, you look at the pyramids themselves, and not just in Egypt. I mean, you look in South America. I mean, there's civilizations built upon these rock mountains, these faces where there was no agriculture being able to take place there. And right there is just absolutely mind-boggling, and then these civilizations just up and disappear.
Right.
And that makes, I don't get that one on how they can just up and disappear like that. I don't get that at all.
My favorite theory as a joke on that one is the whole stucco theory, that the Mayans took themselves out by deforestation because they kept putting stucco on their temples.
I haven't even heard that one yet. That's insane.
That's a classic. No, we've got to reach to the stars if we're going to get these answers and really start to recognize the extraterrestrial or exopolitics that are going on. Once you start to open that door, then a lot of the answers start to flood in. But, of course, our knowledge of these stellar civilizations are minimal. But once you start to understand these things, you realize that we are dealing with the Galactic Federation and even galactic cycles, being that we're now entering this age of Aquarius.
Yeah, and upon us in just a few years, you know? I mean, wow, what do we got, 5 years? Oh, no, we got 7 years, yeah. 6 years, something like that, yeah.
Moving into 2012, and you can totally expect this summer to be one of the hottest. I'll go ahead and throw that prediction out there. The solar flares are going to be enormous this summer, because we're moving back into now the peak of cycle 24, and cycle 23 never really ended. So what we're really looking at here are giant cycles, and of course the 26,000 year astrological cycle is what we're talking about. And as we enter into the new great year, because we're starting a whole new great year, what most of us have come to understand this to mean is that our solar system is turning to face the galactic core, and that this radiation from the galactic core is reaching Earth. And it's not just Earth that's heating up, it's all the planets in our solar system, and it's the sun as well. So this global warming isn't really America's fault. It's an astrological cycle that is occurring, and it is due to this new radiation coming from... It's like the sun is rising on our solar system. So this is where I see these factors like HARP coming into play, because what we're looking at here is a mutation of our DNA due to vibrational frequencies of light. And what is HARP but a frequency modulator? And, of course, you can't modulate... If you are in charge of this, you don't want to modulate everybody, because, of course, you want to mutate, transform, ascend,
that's an interesting way of looking at it. That's a real interesting way of looking at it. Yeah, as far as the global warming goes, you know, like I've said earlier, that's been a big thing of mine as far as I don't believe it's... I mean, sure, I don't believe industry's good for the climate. I don't believe, you know, all these fluorocarbons we're using and putting in the air are helping us any. But then again, I don't see that being the cause of the polar ice caps melting. You know, everybody won... Their main argument was and point was, did you watch the Al Gore video?
God.
I'm like, Al Gore is a made guy. The only reason you know he's a made guy is because he's still breathing. He was in office for 8 years. I mean, if he wasn't a made guy, he would not be breathing. I mean, Kennedy proved that for us. Wellstone proved that for us. Vince Foster proved that for us. John O'Neill proved that for us.
Well, I have read the works of the Club of Rome, the book Limits to Growth, and at statistically proves that we have overpopulated the planet and that we have to kill off three-quarters of the population in order to survive. And this was all published by the Club of Rome and is being pumped into the universities so that everybody knows for certain that there's no way to survive. And, of course, it's all poppycock. It's all manufactured statistics. So the ideas of Al Gore are actually coming from the Club of Rome.
Yeah. Yeah, I can totally see that, just more heavy manipulation upon us. Now when you talk about, you know, our solar system facing the galactic center and getting this radiation, do you believe as well that this is the next evolution for mankind as well?
Well, I like to use the word mutation because it won't take time like evolution does. This would be an actual mutation of our DNA to allow us to enter that dream state that is reality.
That's psychedelic state that we were brought out of in a birth? Is that what you're referring to as our psychedelic slumber that we had at birth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And entering the states of mind that allow a reality that's more akin to dreams, the ability to fly, the ability to bilocate, and things that we seem to be being trained for in our dreams and are becoming a reality through movies like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, you know, these kind of thoughts. They remember, you know, the Chinese, they still have all the mythos of these abilities, and certainly they practice very hard to attain these abilities. And this is what I feel is the natural state of man to achieve this ascension. And of course, this is what the Christians call Luciferianism. And I just want to point out that Christ was the morning star as well, which the morning star is Lucifer. And he did tell you could walk on water and all these miracles and more you yourself will do. So even in the Christ mythos, we're shown that humans have the ability to ascend to these abilities.
Hell yeah, man. Very much so. Very much so. And I, you know, it's like I was a friend of mine. He has not given me the book yet, which I'm very upset, and I hope he's listening to this show, because he promised me this book about 4 weeks ago. I still don't have the name or the author because I don't have the book. He told it to me once, and I was pretty loaded when he told me about it. We went out to lunch, and it's about this lady in Australia. She, now I'm sure most people out there know the British government and the Australian government has done to their natives worse than what the American government has done to its, which is, you know, deplorable in itself, completely genocidal. But she created a business for the Aboriginals, something that actually ended up turning a profit, making people money. To thank her, they invited her to their to this village, and she had to go by plane. I can't remember how far. They picked her up on a jeep. They took her to this village, stripped her naked, took all of her belongings, and left her. And she went on a journey in the outback with these Aboriginals, and as they were journeying, they would all stop every once in a while, and they would start almost like speaking in tongues, and they were communicating with a friend of theirs that was out hunting. And they had to decide as a group whether he killed this lizard or he killed this kangaroo. Well, they decided he should take the kangaroo because it would feed them better. So he takes the kangaroo, and that's what they had. That's what they told him, and this is all by mind. So they tell him to take the kangaroo. This lady's thinking they're all crazy. She's like, you know, they don't, you know, this is insane, basically. Well, the next day goes by. They start communicating with this guy again. He's getting very tired, apparently. So they tell him to discard some of the kangaroo. And I can't remember which part they told him to discard. It was like a leg or something like that, in order to be lighter weight for him so he could finish his journey. And they met up with this guy like 3 days later, and this kangaroo was missing this piece that they had told him to remove. And, you know, so it's basically all telepathy is the way they were communicating. But apparently this tribe, they feel that the earth is being destroyed, etc., etc., which this I thought might be propagandic on it. Again, I don't know. I haven't got to read this book. And I don't know who this lady is, so I haven't got to do any research on who she truly is. But apparently this tribe is going to, they've stopped breeding, and they're going to end their DNA line and ascend to wherever it is they're ascending to, because apparently the earth is being destroyed and they can no longer partake with it. So I'm not sure quite what was up all of, on that, or exactly what message the book is bringing. And like I said, I don't even know the lady. That's like saying I listened to this lady Amy Goodman, she made so much sense, but yet her show was brought to us by the Carnegie Foundation and the Ford Foundation, and I'm to trust her because she tells the truth.
Well, I'm very curious that, you know, the leaders at this time, they're the civilization we exist in is generating a few things, and this is genocide, environmental destruction, cultural degradation, psychosocial control through fear, economic worship and slavery, pharmaceutical dependence and toxicity, multinational corporate plunder, political and civil corruption, water poisoning, and blood contamination. And what you start to realize as you look into civilization is that it's not human at all. If anything, you know, it's lacking pity, it's cold, it's kind, unkind, and not conforming to the needs of human beings. So if civilization itself is inhuman, what is its purpose? And as you start to look into the purposes of civilization, you find that it's mining this planet for resources and also generating human slaves that what I feel are being fed off of by some potentially fourth-dimensional entities. You really gotta wonder why civilization is not human at all.
So do they do it for been. Do they do it for our energy, or I mean?
Well, I feel that we are part of it. I don't want to be left, you know, leave the human beings out of the resources being used on this planet. But it's as if somebody's using this up, including ourselves, and, you know, just going to toss it away like we do a can of soda. Civilization has never been tuned to the human. It has always been inhumane. And then when we look to the leaders of civilization, we find that they are of one particular genetic strain, that it's always been these same bloodlines ruling the earth and leading it to this path. And that's when you start to believe that there is an extraterrestrial or even extra-dimensional control over planet Earth. Because if we were simply humans crafting a human world, it would be based on very simple things: food, shelter, and water, and entertainment. These are the four things that humans need.
That's all I've ever required. That's all I've ever required.
So what is all this, you know, just give me food and creative love. That's all I want. What is the purpose of all of the
really gotta wonder. You know, they had the steam engine back then as well. It's a very curious thing when you start to just look at it. And people just buy into it. Oh, yeah, you know, now we're flying into space. We put a man on the moon. And where does this serve the human? And all the buildings and the superstructures.
Yeah, these big, huge, massive buildings that are banks.
That serves the human.
It's like the largest building in the southeast is the Bank of America building in Atlanta. You know, why does a bank need such a big building?
Yeah.
They don't keep any money there.
We got homeless people, and then we've got PepsiCo giving away $1 billion. You know, it's just crazy. And I don't think until people start to toss aside the programming, the propaganda, not just the corporate propaganda, but the religious propaganda as well, and start to just focus on what's simply human, that will come to any sort of livable state. It's getting harder and harder, of course. You know, I'm one of the people that has stepped outside of the system, and I, you know, haven't had a job in nearly 8 years. I decided long ago I would never submit an application for registration. And I've been living on synchronicity and what I believe is the true path of the human, that the universe is actually alive and will work in your favor if you allow it. But the problem is that we are not trained to allow life to unfold for us. We're trained to manipulate life. And I've found the synchronistic power so much more fulfilling than my own egocentric needs or, you know, trying to get myself a Beamer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Certainly, synchronicity led me to talking to you, led me to having my television show, and all of the things that have been occurring to me, I did not plan one bit. The universe set this out for me. And I use the word universe instead of God because of all the connotations that come along with the word God. But that's really what I mean, is that the life is alive, the planet is alive, the universe is alive and has a consciousness. And if you allow yourself to be drawn forward through that consciousness, then life will fulfill you more than your own egocentric need.
That it will.
A wonderful life to lead.
That it will, man. Life is an amazing journey, that's for sure. It's been an interesting one on this end, I'll put it that way.
We live in the most interesting time.
Oh, don't we? I mean, seriously, if that's the most, if that's just an understatement, if anything, because it's just amazing these times we live in. It's just, I mean, if I, you know, anyone that can pick up a history book and look at where you're living today, it's just like, wow. They've really done their job as far as the manipulation goes, though. I got to hand it to them. They've crafted one hell of a police state to look forward to, the way they've got it going, the way it's geared up.
Yes.
You know, this Pan-American Union goes on next year, 1 year away from it, 1 year and 2 months, or 1 year and 3 months, something like that, May of next year. And that's going to be another real interesting situation. I don't know how that's going to fly yet, because I don't remember anyone getting to vote on it.
But, you most likely won't.
Yeah, it'll just be implemented.
We can't ignore their use of ritual. Certainly that whole Shokanoff scenario was nothing more than a massive ritual, as was the Y2K ceremony. And, you know, I, of course, highlight both these very much so in my films, which can be viewed from FreemanTV.com and ordered there as well. But I definitely go into the ritual of Y2K and its underlying meanings, and the ritual of the Shokinah. And I don't know if we've discussed that.
Actually, we have not. So if you want to, I'm more than open and ready to listen.
Well, I feel the ritual of the Shokinah is one of the most telling, in showing that there are no nations at the top, that is announcing that he is Nebuchadnezzar reincarnated, and he is rebuilding all the palaces of Babylon and putting up statuary and works of art, and even in the masonry of the palace, it shows Saddam Hussein as Nebuchadnezzar. And so then you got the Shekinah come down and strike Nebuchadnezzar, and we use what? To blow him up. The mother of all bombs.
The Moab.
In military terms, that is the Moab. And this is the very story of Nebuchadnezzar, as he was struck down by the whirlwind and using the Moabites. And so if you can see that, you know, both sides of the spectrum are using the same ritual in the same story, then you realize that this is a massive ritual and not really warfare. And then, of course, the curious note that when the American troops got in there and they stormed the Temple of Nana, which is the moon god of the Babylonians, in Ur, and you start to wonder what it is about these ancient, because Nebuchadnezzar was also known for having acquired the Ark of the Covenant, as were the Knights Templar, and we continue to find this Ark of the Covenant being one of the main items that they're seeking. And of course, Hitler was after all of these things, including the Spear of Destiny, the Ark of the Covenant, and all of these ancient things. So you got to wonder about, you know, these 33 Egyptian military and a head scientist of Jack Parsons Laboratories heading out to the Giza Plateau prior to the capping of the Great Pyramid with gold, as England burnt the River Styx and the Greece burnt the Acropolis. You know, you can watch this ritual occur in the Y2K ceremonies in my film. You can watch from one nation to the next as each one, you know, Paris ignites their phallus with the Eiffel Tower. And of course, it was Eiffel who designed the goddess Isis over the Statue of Liberty. And, you know, we continually see these recurring themes, nation after nation. And of course, then we get to the idea that they're all the same bloodline, and what exactly means for their DNA and why they work so hard to keep their DNA pure, you know, by having sex with their sisters or cousins or keeping it in the family, as it were. But what we're looking at is a massive ritual, and it's being played out as politics. Even the meaning of W, that's how I had predicted W would be railroaded into office. As I watched this Homeland Security bill coming up to the House every October 1st, and then being shot down, you know, big time, no one would vote for it. And then I saw that W was coming up to be president, or, you know, coming up for the election. I said, well, he's not going to be elected, but he will be railroaded into office. And I knew this because, one, his letter W has Kabbalistic meaning, and it is the meaning of the fallen ones, the fallen angels who taught sorcery to the women, and that's what W stands for in Kabbalism. And HW, his father, means emperor of the fallen angels. If you take this all to Kabbalistic, and of course you can go to freemantv.com and check out my dictionary. I've got a whole dictionary of these terms and what they mean. And so I predicted that W would be railroaded into office, and the reason they railroaded him into office was so that we would all lose faith, and we are being psychologically set up to lose World War III. So first they're preparing our hearts by making us lose all faith in our system. And first, you know, they've made us lose faith in our ideal of the president through Bill Clinton and his sexual affairs. And, of course, everyone in Arkansas knew he was a coke-snorting womanizer. The motto in Arkansas was, elect Clinton, get him out of Arkansas.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he was placed in there knowing full well that he was going to do this and have affairs. And so that was, you know, to degrade the ideal of the president, and you railroad W into office to degrade the idea of elections and the very nationality, the idea of Americanism. And I'm still standing strong that there is not going to be another American president. I firmly believe under Execute Order 66. And 66 in Hebrew equals W.
Yeah, that's definitely curious on that, and the fact that the Army gave Bush that bust of himself last year. It was around January or February of last year. And it said, Commander-in-Chief, President of the United States, George W. Bush, 2001-2, and it was blank. Well, he'd already won the second election. He can't have a third term. Why was it left blank? Why didn't it say 2008?
Right. Well, here's another prediction that I'm going to lay out. Now, when I predicted 9-1-1 to the day, I was using this Kabbalistic understanding. Once W had been railroaded into office, I knew that they had to have an event to bring about the Homeland Security office. So, using my knowledge of the politics, and knowing that the bill comes up on October 1st, I calculated that they needed about 2 weeks reaction time for an event, a massive terrorist event. And so somewhere in the middle of September, they needed a massive terrorist event. And I picked the ritual date of 9-1-1 because it was the date that HW had announced the New World Order for the first time publicly. And sure enough, it fell right on that date of 9-1-1. Well, it turns out that there was a Masonic cornerstone laying ceremony on 9-1-1 for the Twin Towers, and there was a Masonic cornerstone laying ceremony for the Pentagon on 9-1-1. So I went looking, and I had said at that point, wow, if I had known that, I would have predicted exactly where these events would have occurred, but I didn't know that until after the event. So I started looking for other things that fit within to this this system. And 10/13 is one that really stands out, being that 10/13 was the date that the Palpable in 1307 came out to destroy the Templars. And of course the Freemasons are just an outgrowth of the destruction of the Templars. And so 10/13 was the date that they gave. That's the infamous Friday the 13th, and the reason the Friday the 13th is so unholy. So 10/13 turns out, well, you know that Chris Carter put out the whole 9-1-1 scenario in his Lone Gunman episode, right?
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Chris Carter is one that I've had my eye on for quite some time, and his production company is 10/13. And the date that he gave for the exchange of humans for extraterrestrial technology was 10/13 as well. So this 10/13 kept popping up, so I looked to see what buildings I could see were had a Masonic cornerstone laying ceremony on 10/13 to see if perhaps I could predict the next terrorist attack. Well, it turns out that the White House had its Masonic cornerstone laying ceremony on 10/13, which was actually a Saturday, which this 10/13 of this year falls on a Saturday and will be the exact 700th anniversary of the death of the Templars. And I am now laying a prediction that the White House will be nuked on 10/13 of this year.
Well, check this out. Did you hear Pat Robertson here 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? It was this year. It was 07. So it wasn't more than 3 weeks ago, but God talked to him again and said America's going to be nuked this year.
Yes.
So.
Yes. And I will tell you now that my belief is it will fall on 10/13. And, of course, there are astrological things that need to occur for these rituals as well, as you'll find if you go to enterprisemission.com, that there are astrological significance to the 9-1-1 crash and to the Y2K ceremony and many other of the Masonic ceremonies that I've outlined. They also have astrological needs so certain things have to be in certain places, such as Sirius needs to be at 19.5 degrees above the equator and things of this nature. So I don't have that.
hear you, man. Well, definitely.
After that, if the White House does blow up on 10/13, I don't think a whole lot of people are going to be wondering what Freeman had said. At that point, it's going to be...
Well, hell, you'll probably have the Secret Service on you on thinking you nuked it, so...
Because
he said so.
I'll have to make sure not to be anywhere near D.C. around that time.
Yeah, you'll have to go to a freedom camp, make freedom jeans.
It is just that weird, and really, you got to start. And of course, the question of these rituals and the spiritual nature of it does tend to make people lean more towards the Jesus camp. And I feel that this is once again just the Hegelian dialectic, which, of course, the Twin Towers were a symbol of. And if you realize that when Solon was trying in ancient Greece was trying to control his people, he went to the Egyptians and they took him down into the subterranean caverns there and brought him to the two columns of Atlantis, which now the Masons call Jachin and Boaz. And it is this very black and white column that we're looking at, off of the problem, off of the solution, and the control is in the middle. And the bringing down of the two towers is the end of this Hegelian dialectic and the beginning of a full force overrule. So what we're looking at now, I watched this film, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll.
Yeah, I've seen that as well.
Oh, it's an amazing work. I mean, I'm astounded by the whole thing, because it will make you want to turn to Jesus. Because you do see Satan, and you're like, oh my God, all these rock and roll troops do worship Satan. But you can't have Satanism without Christianity.
Exactly.
It's just not one without the other. And so we're looking at, once again, the Hegelian dialectic, the problem-reaction-solution. And the solution being offered, of course, is Jesus. And when you start to realize that the new crop, Britney Spears and Justin Bateman and Christine Aguilera and these new crop of quote-unquote Satanists, are actually, spawn of Walt Disney.
Of course, all
and
of them.
They were all Mouseketeers. And if Disney isn't one of the largest brainwashing operations in the world right now, I don't know what is. And of course, this was all spawned of J. Edgar Hoover, who is a 33rd degree, or was a 33rd degree Mason. And then you got to realize that they're handing you this Jesus answer. And this leads me to the thought of the Bene Gesserit witches of Dune, who would seed a planet with the mythos so that when they arrived, they were worshipped as gods. And this, to me, seems like very much what is going on, that we are being set up to receive this being as our Lord and Master, instead of just ruling ourselves.
Yeah, that definitely could come to light. I don't know, it's going to be a It's going to be an interesting year, Freeman. Let's put it that way.
Yes, it is. Well, the curious thing about that sold their souls for rock and roll is, one, it will make you believe in Satan, and two, they never bring up the whole FBI, Disney connections, or any of the Masonic connections or Vatican connections. They leave it all out. And it's what's being left out that you really got to be looking for.
Yeah. Well, like you said, it's just another form of propaganda to get your soul to whatever it may be to control you. Like you mentioned earlier.
I'm asking people the question. My show was never designed to tell you what is. My show was designed to say, hey, question this. You know, it's to provide what I feel are the right questions, not the right answers.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the answers.
I don't think any of us do.
We have some questions.
Yeah, I got a lot of questions, and I don't think any of us have any true, definite answers, because if you want them, obviously, you'll get them from those in faith, because they, well, look in our books, but you have to have faith.
Right.
You know, and...
Oh, I love the interpretations. I heard somebody talking about how the Tower of Babel was a temple to Satan through Nimrod, you know? And I'm like, what? You're crazy. It doesn't say that at all. Never once does it say that, you know, the Tower of Babel was the tower to Satan. If you read it, it actually says, oh, look, mankind has become as one of us and will be able to do all that we do. And we better go down. Let us go language so that they cannot rise against us. I mean, that's the true story of Babel, is that mankind was actually going to be stronger than these overlording extraterrestrials, if you want to take it from that aspect. But it certainly never says that they were building a tower to Satan. It was saying that mankind was becoming as powerful as the gods.
Yeah. As far as your prediction with Dick Cheney, I mean, do you think it's all false when they talk about his health and all that, or do you think that's just an out for him, just in case things get thick and they need to change, men at arms? You know, the Bush twins.
I don't know why I've always felt it was going to be Cheney that was emperor. It's a curious thing, but you know, he's one that is always subterranean. That guy never comes to the surface. You know, the news used to make jokes about him. He was always in an undisclosed subterranean base somewhere.
Well, he is. I mean, that's the thing. He always is.
But with these new things that we have, such as what Clonaid is proposing, you know, Ra'el will tell you, and it's in my film, I got him talking about it, that they have the ability to transmit your soul. And this was front page of the Russian newspaper Pravda. That they have the ability to transmit your soul into a new cloned body. So, you know, health issues might not be a factor.
Yeah, that's pretty spooky, even thinking about a cloned Dick Cheney. Wow. Well, it's kind of good. Takes you back to, like, that movie back in the 70s, The Boys from Brazil, with Gregory Peck, where they cloned Hitlers down in South America. And that was an out-there film. That was a way-out-there film. Yeah, I remember my mom showing it to me when I was real young. We were over at some friends of hers house that were from Australia, and they had it on video and on VHS, and we watched it, and yeah, it was about cloning Hitler. It's called The Boys from Brazil, and I believe it had Gregory Peck in it. And yeah, definitely one you should check out then, Freeman.
Yeah, definitely.
They'll probably have it in the library for you. It's a, you know, it's a classic film, so I'd imagine it'd be one you could find at your local library with no problems. So,
you know, I also wouldn't be surprised if Hillary was brought up as empress, because really these guys are goddess worshippers.
Well, and they're grooming her real well. Apparently she threw in her hat yesterday. In the ring, so. You know, people ask me.
By witch. I mean, you know, she has penises on her Christmas tree. She still knows what Christmas is all about.
Hell yeah, and if you read Kathy O'Brien's book, Transformation of America, I mean, she's one of the boys.
Oh, absolutely. She was definitely the overlord of Bill.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people argue with me on that book as well. I haven't had many argue with me once they've read it, but when I talk about it, they argue with me. I say I don't think the book is wholly right. I don't. I think there's an agenda there as well. I truly do.
You always have to be discerning.
Well, I don't see how these people could still be breathing. They're like, oh, because we spoke. I don't care. If they want you gone, if you're speaking too much, no.
But when
there's no slander suits against these people for their book.
Or Arizona Wilder, I don't think they're as concerned, because they're unbelievable. And so your common man won't even believe these stories. And if you were to go out and kill them, then it would give credence to these stories. So I would think that they would keep them alive, even if they were telling the truth.
Why is there no slander suits on these people?
Your own mind-controlled slave by Fritz Springmeier, and of course he's spending the rest of his life in prison.
Yeah, set up on bank robbery charges.
Right.
When I look at it, though, there's no slander suits on these guys as well for their books.
Yeah, same with David Icke.
And, he's going through some legal troubles right now, though, with some guy taking his work. Like in North Carolina or something like that.
I've been trying to talk to him about that. I'm in communication with Pamela a lot, but I never really have gotten up the cojones to really ask what their problems are.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do an interview with him. I was supposedly had one set up with him last year. One of the guys at Revere worked for GCN as well, and he's a sound man there, and said he was going to hook me up with an interview with him, and I was like, great. I'm ready whenever. I've read all of his books. I have some questions for this guy.
Yeah.
But, of course, that's never came through, so I guess I have to go through his gatekeeper, which is Pamela on that one, and try to hook up an interview with him, because he's definitely an interesting character. I do enjoy a lot of things he has to say, but I found also through my research that most of the things I truly enjoyed about him was from Tessarian, so, you know, there I just went back to my other books as well on that, so I don't know, it's a hell of a maze, that's for sure. I feel like a trapped mouse sometimes, but I don't know. And I'm afraid to go to the light.
I definitely believe that our leaders are reptilian in nature. I did have Dr. Sala on my show, and I can't get that one up until my computer's working again. So I did talk with him for a good 10-15 minutes on the reptilians alone. I mean, we had an hour show, but I got him discussing these reptilian hypotheses. And really, for me, the turning point on believing that our leaders are not human was when they announced Tom Ridge as the Homeland Security Officer, and they were all in one room together, and they had Bill and Hillary there and all of the Bushes. And then this super cop who looked like straight out of an Aryan textbook. Just looking into their eyes, that's always the key. And you can see that these people were not human. And that's the only thing I could say about them is whether or not.
That's one thing I'll completely agree with you, and I say as well. What they are, I don't know. But they are not human. I was accused of being a Ike fanatic the other night because of that statement. And I said, never said they were reptilian. I've never seen one shapeshift. But you tell me a human act that these people do, and, well, yeah. I'll give you a million dong, which is like $100. So, well, I've been looking at going on to Vietnam this fall, so I've been doing a lot of research. And I was kind of worried at first because I found out, like, for a boat tour and what have you, it was like 55,000 dong. I'm like, God, that sounds like an awful lot of money. So I went to the exchange rate deal, and it was $1, 16,000 dong, so I'm not that worried anymore. I think I can afford the 55,000 dong boat ride.
Yeah, it's intriguing as well, just that you bringing up Vietnam made me think of North Korea. And you know there are pyramids down there in Pyongyang in North Korea as well. These hidden pyramids that are all over the world that aren't discussed, such as the ones in China that are twice the size of the ones in Giza, and then these in Pyongyang in North Korea, and always being these same overlords, you know, and always having connections to these pyramids, and then the very inhuman nature of them all.
And the power of the pyramid's a whole other thing, and, God, we could do another two-hour show on it.
Oh, absolutely.
And the powers of these symbols. And like I've suggested to everybody on my Skype cast and on my radio show, you can go to Google Video and Google Blue Fly Productions, and there's just a ton of Freeman video there for you to watch. In fact, one of my old roommates, he spent all last week watching your videos on Google Video.
Wow.
And he's like, man, this is just so intense, but I'm addicted and I can't get out of it. And Jake does a lot of reading and a lot of research. But, yeah, you definitely provide some beautiful information, my friend. It's always well appreciated your hard work and your dedication to exposing who these people are, which they're not human. We can all come to agreement on that, I think.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, and if you don't, well, then really you need to look into yourself and do some more research as well. Because like I said, you find a human act that any of these people have done, come and tell me about it, because I haven't seen it. Anyone that can order such destruction and chaos on the levels that these people do and get away with is amazing. How these people remain in office is another thing that's absolutely amazing.
Their constant motif and the constant use of the sacred symbols.
We're surrounded by them. We're surrounded by them.
You know, people believe that the Macintosh or the Apple computer came out of a garage, but the fact that he uses the original sin as a symbol should make you question whether or not that story is true.
Oh, very much so. I mean,
bitten apple, you know.
Although they did find the first apple ever made with the serial number, it was like 7 zeros in a row and a one.
Yeah.
And it was in this lady's garage in Palo Alto. Apparently she was a school teacher and they gave the first 100 or 200 away. But, yeah. And it's funny how they get their mouse technology also for free from the top 9 minds in the world at Xerox, which obviously they made it for IBM. IBM supposedly said, oh, we don't want this silly thing. Here, you take it. It's about creating another giant for us to play with, all in the same... They're all the same boys. They're all in the same club. And to think they're not is another thing. Richard Branson, another rags-to-riches story, which is just a farce. I mean, you look at the guy, and it's like, come on. It's just, yeah, it's really hard to believe a lot of these people on how they've come about. You know, Clinton, a poor boy from Arkansas, a bastard child with a mother that just happens to be a witch, and he becomes a rogue scholar in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Imagine that. I mean, I talked to Carl the Antichrist in Arkansas last year. Now, that was pretty interesting. But, yeah, it's definitely some out there and bizarre stuff, man. I don't know.
I'm just enthralled by it all. And, you know, one thing that I want people to think about and to keep in mind is, well, my personal belief that we chose to be here. And this will do away with your victim mentality and realize that you wanted to come and experience this and that life is eternal. That you are a vibration that will continue on and that this is just a moment that you wanted to take to experience and help the planet at this time. And once you break free of the victim mentality that this is all being done to you and that you are actually, you actually willed all of this to be, then you can start to break free of the traps that are laid for us and we can all start to move into a new paradigm of human world.
Well, I'm hoping that takes place very soon. I mean, because something needs to change, and that's one thing I speak nightly on my Skype casts. I tell everybody straight up, it's like, it's time for us to evolve as humans and start acting like it. You know, through Skype, it's so amazing to talk to, you know, hear different voices from all over the world and hear their ideas and opinions. This Japanese lady put it best the other night. She had traveled around the world. And the question was posed to her, what's the difference between people around the world? She says the food. You know? And
yes.
How true can you get? I mean, that was the best statement I think I had heard. And I got goosebumps talking that again because it was just like, you know, it was like you were talking earlier with synchronicity. There is no bad people. I mean, it's so rare when you run into a bad individual. Confused individuals, lost individuals. Yeah, I could see how you would think they were bad, but overall, I don't think there's that many bad people in this world.
No. And love is the true nature of the universe. There's no true explanation as to why a child loves a puppy. It doesn't require a Bible to love a puppy. And you know, we are born innately with this love, and we don't need religion, we don't need governments, we don't need any of this to exist, and so, but because we have been grown in captivity, we've only got the sense of the real nature of life. We feel it because it's in our DNA makeup. But we've been raised in captivity, so we don't know what the real world or what the outside world is really like. And we're lost in this matrix, which is the zoo that we're kept in.
Oh, isn't it a zoo, too? You know, I was just thinking while you were speaking, too, you know, all the trauma that we're inflicting around the world, all these generations that are going to grow up now, all these children, you know, that have been put through this trauma in Israel, Palestine, Iraq, Iran, of course, Asia, South America, wherever the genocides have been committed, Eastern Europe, and, you know, we're looking at, several generations of extremely traumatized humans. And talk about lack of love and compassion. And you kind of got to understand, it's always nice when you hear from someone and they're still, they still have hope and they still have love in them. Yes. Although going through all this crap. And it's definitely disgusting what humans can do to others. We talked
one
to this...
question.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
One question that people need to keep in mind, and in the nature of religion, is why do you believe in that religion? And very few people ask that question of themselves. And the only answer is because you were told to. And I mean, you know, religion is not a natural occurrence, not in this formal dogmatized way. And it just, you know, the answer to that question is because you were told to. And it, naturally you would not come by Jesus Christ. And the only reason you would even know that word or that name was because somebody programmed it into your system. Otherwise,
amen,
it wouldn't be there.
Yeah, it's kind of like what they're telling us happening in Iraq with the Sunni and Shiite uprisings and violence. And I've been talking to quite a few Muslims, and it's no such thing. I've been talking to quite a few Iraqis. Shiites living in a Sunni neighborhood, Sunnis living in a Shiite neighborhood, Sunnis married to Shiites. They're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Everybody that's coming in here and starting the violence are from foreign countries. They are foreigners. They're not Iraqis. So therefore, people got to look at, again, the manipulators. You know, they're saying, oh, well, they're jihadists or what have you. How about they're mercenaries? How about they have huge budgets, these governments do? Why wouldn't they bring in mercenaries to bring violence? So we, that way we have to stay longer.
And we gotta, you know, once again, once you're understanding their Kabbalistic nature, their ritual nature, and the curious fact that Iraq and Iran are the home of the gods. And that's, you know, that's where it all began. That's where the supposed fallen angels came. And that is Babylon. So there's a reason that all of this is going on in Iraq and Iran, and it's not due to oil. Certainly,
oil's just a control factor, and that's another thing I bring up constantly. Oil is the same thing as money. It's a control factor and not needed. It is there to control you.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're going to find one of these occultic symbols on every one of your cars. And, you know.
You're going to find them on all the oil companies.
Logos. I think that your mind should be sufficiently blown.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, corporate logos is hands down the video I have watched the most of yours. And because it doesn't matter how many times you watch it. It's just like, it blows you away every time. It's just like, my God, because they're everywhere. And after you watch it, it's so amazing on your perceptions of what you see them everywhere. You see them absolutely everywhere. A couple of my friends I hang out with in Portland, all three of us are very aware. And in fact, when we get done here, I'm going to email you some pics I just got of the Rose Convention Center in Portland, Oregon. And of course, the Rose Convention Center consists of three pyramids with three penises, which is quite interesting. Two main pyramids, two main penises. And then, of course, in the front and the entrance, they have a pyramid covering a bell. And, it's a sight to see. But, yeah, the corporate logos are absolutely everywhere. And when I hang out with these guys, it's just amazing. I mean, we sit there and just laugh constantly because we're going down the road and everywhere you turn. And sometimes they'll have multiple logos for, like, three different corporations. And they'll all be on the same sign, especially when you're coming off like a off-ramp or something.
Right.
And, you know, it was like, I can't remember the order it went in, but it was a pyramid. And it was like Pizza Hut was on the top, so it was an uncapped pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had McDonald's, and I think it was a Sitgo.
Right.
But they were all in the shape of a pyramid together on one stand saying, hey, come into this little center and we have these for you. But you looked at the symbols of them, and it was just a joke. It was like, wow. And then, of course, you went just on the other side of the street, and there was Subway sitting right there for you, with their symbol and their name right underneath the pyramid at that. So that was in the building. It was like, wow. Yeah, very...
Once that door is open, and there's no closing it.
And it's so true, and it's harsh. It's kind of like David Icke put it one way in one of his films. I remember he was talking about, you know, someone tells you about a new car that you've never seen, and they'll point it out to you, and you've never seen one before in your life, but the next thing you know, after you got it pointed out to you, you see them all over the place.
Oh, man, I noticed that when I rented a Ford Taurus. I was driving around in a green Ford Taurus, and man, I could have sworn every third car was a green Ford Taurus.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is definitely insane. Well, Freeman, we're running out of time, brother, but it's always a pleasure having you on, man, and thank you so much for joining us. You want to give people your info again real quick, and I'll make sure and plug it again before I take out of here. So,
sure thing. Well, if you want to write me or order a DVD by mail, it is Freeman at P.O. Box 4051. That's 4051, Austin, Texas, 78765. And that is my mailing address for orders, or just if you want to write me and tell me why I should be Christian. those are the two things I get in that mailbox. Just visit freemantv.com. Of course, I can't afford to get rid of that stupid little advertising at the bottom. It was $30 to get the name freemantv.com, which I selected because it was easier to say than the freemanperspective.blogspot.com, which is my actual website. They both take you to the same place, and but the freemantv.com has that stupid advertising on the bottom. It was $30 for the website and $50 to get rid of the advertising.
Wow.
I don't know. If somebody wants to suggest to me a better registry domain company, I'd love to hear it. But yeah, so freemantv.com, Freeman Perspective, just Google it. That's the easiest way to find me. And of course, all of the videos, I think I have about 35 hours on Google Video, if you want to just watch them.
Yeah, hit up Blue Fly Productions on Google Video, and you'll get loaded right there. It's like, I have them numbered basically in my head, because when we talk about chemtrails and HAARP, I'm like, go to videos 5 and 6 on the first page of Blue Fly Productions on Google Video.
Absolutely.
I do
you
that
know where that Blue Fly comes from?
Where's that?
Project Blue Fly is the government project when an alien is running around on planet Earth and they have to go gather the alien.
Oh, whoa. So the men in black do exist.
Yeah, I'm claiming to be an extraterrestrial running around on planet Earth and trying to give everybody the extraterrestrial perspective.
There you go.
Really where I'm coming from. And that's why my web or my email is Blue Fly Free.
There you go,
bro. I'm a free blue fly.
Sweet. Well, again, always a pleasure, Freeman. Thanks for joining us, brother. And, yeah, I hope to have you on real soon. Hope to get you on a Skype cast real soon.
Yeah, I downloaded it, so, yeah. And, as soon as I get a headset.
Cool, man. I look forward to getting that headset and getting you on a Skype cast soon, and we'll catch you on the flip side. And, people, that does it for Freeman on the Bunker tonight, and I'm going to play you a quick track or two, and I'm going to call it a night myself. So be good to others, be good to yourselves, and spread that smile virus around. It's a great one. You might not get them all back in return, but the ones that you do get back in return, they're oh so special. So again, have a great weekend, be safe, and be good. Peace.
For help, it's only because being with you has opened my eyes. Could I ever believe such a perfect surprise? I keep asking myself, wondering how. I keep closing my eyes, but I can't look you out. Wanna fly to a place where it's just you and me. Nobody else, so we can be free. Bye. They say it's my fault, but I want it so much. Wanna fly away, but the sun and the rain coming over my face, wash away all the shame. When I stop and stare, don't worry me, cause I'm feeling for her, what she's feeling for me. I can try to pretend, I can try to forget, but it's driving me mad, going down. Do you see? Yes, I lost my mind. Nasty, looking at me. Will I ever be free? Have I crossed the line? All the things you said, all the things you said, running through my head, running through my head, running through my head. All the things you said, all the things you said, running through my head, running through my head. All the things you said, all the things you said.
stars, they affect each other, the tides, the animals and all, then human beings are connected too. Whatever effect happened in Australia, little minute things, 100 years, 1,000 years from now, it's going to affect you. We're all connected together. So what I'm trying to say, in essence, we have to learn to live together. We have to learn to love each other, trust each other, work with each other, and this is the only way you're going to rise above all this little stuff going on underneath here. Rise above. Rise above.
We'll be right back. they just didn't have prior knowledge of September 11th Al-Qaeda attacks. They actually funded, trained, protected, shepherded Al-Qaeda into this country. Trained many of the terrorists at the Pensacola Naval Air Station.
Amadeus, Mockingbird, Watchtower, and the Bilderberg. MK Ultra, COINTELPRO, Super Nation, Northwoods, and the Slaughter at Chicago. World Trade Center in 93, accomplished with the FBI's Professor G. Upon examination of such a story, could there have been a coup to the death of J.F. Kennedy?
Thanks for tuning into the Revere Radio Network. Remember, Revere Radio Network is listener-sponsored radio. Now, it's not all about the Benjamins, but believe me, that shit helps.
Yeah.